Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. Wow. Plenty to talk about today. I'm glad you joined us. Thank you. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 6:08. One of your top stories, Canadian Prime Minister Art Carney is going to meet with President Trump today. Hey, Ralphie boy.
I don't think that's the right Carney. He may be a Carney. I don't know. But that's a whole other story.
Hey, what you got in you, kid? Come on, throw that ball down.
There's a Carney for you.
It's none of those Carneys?
No, I don't think so. It's okay. That new guy.
Now, the Canadian Prime Minister Carney, will be meeting with our President Trump today at approximately 11:30. So you've got that. Also, what a deal. Get a vacation flight. Yeah, it's a one-way ticket. Get $1,000.
Yeah.
And Scramboni out of our country. I like it.
I like it, too.
Yeah, that's the offer. That's the dealio from the man who invented the art of the deal. And hopefully some folks will take him up on that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Yeah, whipping out $1,000 and paying for the flight is way cheaper than if you use any other methodology. So hopefully there'll be folks that will take the president up on his offer. Elderly man, was he 88 years old? Him and his dog, yeah. They believe, were killed in bear attacks in southwest Florida in Collier County. That's Naples, but not near the beach. It's inland. And that's, wow, apparently where the bears hang out. And I think they, you know, Department of...
the wildlife folks.
Yeah, the Department of Wildlife folks.
Yeah, that's their official name.
DWFs. I believe they euthanized a couple of those bears.
Yeah,
they're going to do some DNA testing and see if they're the ones that did away with Grandpa and his little pup.
Oh, that is sad.
Well, you know, nature, nature and man overlap.
Mm-hmm.
University of Florida. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah.
Wrong Santa.
Oh.
Oh, and then you mean, oh, no.
Oh, I should have said that. Oh, no. I got the wrong Santa.
You can do that next hour.
You're right.
They'll never know.
This is how we work on our bits. We practice in the 6 o'clock hour, and then the show gets better as we go on. Now, you might not know that because you tune in early.
Uh-huh.
So what you do is you download the Bob Rose Show podcast so you never miss a minute of the show, and you'll see, you go, wow, they're not kidding. They get better as time goes on. And for you folks that listen all 4 hours, shush it.
Okay? It's our secret.
Keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can download it wherever you normally download podcasts. Click on subscribe. Never miss a minute of the show. So today is the day that Santa J. Ono, who is in a very, 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 very short list to be the next president of the University of Florida. In fact, he's the sole finalist. So unless he says something really stupid today, he's probably going to get the gig. And he's coming from University of Michigan. I mean, that's a school that's pretty highly regarded. Not as good as Florida, but a good school.
Yeah.
And he's been there for, what, like 3 years. Few moments in higher education are as exciting as this one at the University of Florida. I am honored and energized to be considered for this historic opportunity. And I can tell you, unlike any other Ono family member, I am not here to break up the band. So I'm glad we covered that.
Oh, yeah.
That I'll work on that one. That will be even better in the 8 o'clock hour. It is National Nurses Week and National Hospital Week. Meh. Forget about the hospitals. But National Nurses Week, who doesn't love them some good nurses? And I'm talking about male and female. There's a lot of people that work very hard.
Big time.
Patient care is, I think, in deep, deep trouble. And you've got some very dedicated folks that are trying to, like, fill the gap and stuff like that. And there's problems there. But good nurses, good ones that are really good at what they do, man, they are worth their weight in gold.
Absolutely.
Marion County Board of County Commissioners issues a proclamation celebrating National Nurses Week, and that will occur today.
Cool.
Because isn't it Tuesday? That's when they have their meetings. Yes. They'll do that today at the meetings, Marion County Commissioners. Carl Zalek will probably be there.
Oh, yeah.
Next time he comes in, he'll tell us all about it. So we got that covered.
Actually, he'll be in Thursday.
This one you don't have to write to Dear Abby about, okay? This isn't how to do a relationship. Because you're going to run into trouble. Relationships have their ups and downs, their bumps, their roadblocks. A South Carolina man allegedly hid in his ex-girlfriend's shower, then emerged with a knife when she got home early Sunday in an alarming attempt to prank her and lighten the mood. I just came over with a knife, hiding in your shower to lighten the mood?
It might prank her, but the whole lighten the mood part...
The guy looks like a Ted Bundy wannabe. Clean cut, bright-eyed, you know, seriously, clean cut kid. Oh, yeah, he's a sick little puppy.
He looks too clean, Bob
Yes,
says.
He does. Exactly. Jackson Colum Arnold, 25, used a pair of his ex's bike shorts and a hat to cover most of his face, but was naked from the waist down as he gave his former girlfriend a paralyzing scare around midnight, according to Charleston cops. The victim accused Arnold of holding a knife to the side of her head, and when she pushed him away, he pretended he was slicing her throat, though the knife didn't touch the skin, according to a police report. Well, that's good.
That's not a great prank that your girlfriend is going to appreciate long term.
He then allegedly choked her without her permission before the victim yanked the shorts off the suspect's face and discovered the man attacking her was her on-again, off-again boyfriend. So when all this is going on with the knife and all that, she didn't know it was him.
Right.
She didn't recognize any little things of, you know, like a mole or anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The victim told police she feared for her life. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she thought she was about to be, you know, raped inside her garage apartment before she saw who it was. But the lousy jokester claimed to authorities he only snuck into her home to surprise her and to lighten the mood after the pair got into a fight over text earlier that night.
He needs to kind of work on his technique as far as lightening the mood kind of thing, you know. Just saying.
He went to great lengths to carry out that little ruse, including parking several hundred feet from the property. And he also kept a cell phone at home because, you know, if she found out his location, you know, the joke's not going to be as funny. Or maybe he had something else in mind and didn't want to leave his location on his phone.
Because, I mean, does your on-again, off-again girlfriend track your location just moment to moment in the evening?
It's possible.
But most of them don't.
Sounds like they have issues.
Oh, yeah.
And just standing in the shower is not going to clean all those issues up.
No.
Know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Lots of Trump stuff coming up. 97.3 The Sky.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trump wants to be a dictator. He wants to take over all branches of government. Yes, another unhinged lefty speaks out.
No,
good morning and welcome into 622 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Yep, what we have here, right after I tell you that the time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes, it is 622. So Jake Tapper has the Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Lawrence Tribe on CNN. Tapper says, what do you make of the fact that President Trump seems stumped on this question of whether or not he has to uphold the U.S. Constitution when it comes to due process rights for undocumented immigrants like Garcia? Tribe said, he can't possibly be stumped. You don't have to be a lawyer. All you have to do is be able to read. It says that all persons are entitled to due process, and it certainly says that all officials of the state and federal governments are bound to support the Constitution. It's as simple as that. He takes an oath to uphold it and says he doesn't know if he's has to uphold it. That's totally ridiculous. It's dangerous because he's trying to normalize the idea that he is outside and above the law, but nobody is above the law in this country. Oh, I love when the Dems use that. Nobody is above the law. Anyway.
Wow.
And he's trying to normalize the idea. I wonder where the guy got that idea. I think that has to do with the left's trying to normalize, you know, different kinds of behaviors.
Really?
I do.
There's a concept.
Yeah.
Not an unusual lefty one, but there's a concept.
And then this smart guy from Harvard says he can't be judge, jury, executioner all at once. He's trying to take unto himself powers of every branch of government, including now the judicial branch. Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean like when Joe Biden said, I don't care what the Supreme Court says, I'm going to forgive loans.
Right. But the court said you can't do that.
And he did it anyway.
Well,
yeah.
And what were the repercussions of that? Did he face any? I'm sure the media just really slammed him
in
the weeks after that.
I think it was agreed that he was just an elderly man with a bad memory. And leave it at
which
that.
Which means you can get by with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Donnie. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Hey, isn't it great that the media is so deranged and unhinged that a simple throwaway line about reopening Alcatraz has everybody doing cost-benefit analysis of what it would cost to retrofit a 60-year-old prison and get it back up and running? And they are, it's all they're talking about. They are so unhinged that anything this guy says, they have to take on. It's hilarious.
Oh, and he gives them plenty.
Oh, yeah.
Of fodder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the other one was he passed on the image that he saw of himself photoshopped as the Pope.
Yes.
An AI image.
It looked great.
And so he passed it on to everybody, got a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Right, as we would say. Got mm-hmm. a kick out of it. And now they're unhinged about that. Yep. He said, though, Catholics love the AI image depicting him as the Pope. Yep. Trump, who has taken a number of pro-religious liberty actions since returning to the office, shut down a report in the Oval Office Monday, which he said, some Catholics were not so happy about the image of you looking like the Pope. Oh, I see you mean they can't take a joke. You don't mean the Catholics. You mean the fake news media. The Catholics loved it, Trump said. He added that he did not create the image or post it to the White House account. I had nothing to do with it. Somebody made up a picture of me dressed like the Pope. They put it out there on the internet. That's not me that did it. I have no idea where it came from. Maybe it was AI. But I knew nothing about it. I just saw it last evening. But he added that First Lady Melania Trump thought the image was cute.
Then a friend of mine who's Lutheran said, hey, we want to be in the game. And there was a great one. It was Trump's face and Martin Luther, you know, posting the thing on the door. So it's kind of good.
Oh, okay.
Too.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of images.
Yes.
Yeah. All
yep.
right.
Yep.
Actually, my wife thought it was cute. He said, isn't that nice? Actually, I would not be able to be married, though. That would be a lot. Causing NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who is on Trump's right, to laugh. To the best of my knowledge, popes aren't big on getting married, are they?
Wow.
When the reporter followed up to ask if the AI image diminished the substance of the official White House account, Trump responded, give me a break. Somebody did it in fun. It's fine. You have to have a little fun, don't you? He said.
I like that.
Yeah, they
get over yourselves.
Yeah, they just don't get it.
They've got all the piety.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So, did I mention that OPEC is going to boost oil output?
Ooh.
That's going to do a lot of things. One of the beneficiaries of that will be lower gas prices eventually here that we will enjoy. As a commodity, there'll be lower oil prices worldwide. And guess who that's going to hurt the most? Russia. Come on, Vladdy. Come on. Come to Papa. Make a deal. Come on. Come on. Come on, Mama. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got a lot to talk about. Now, yesterday, Luigi the Musical. I told you about this, right? Luigi the Musical is set to open in San Francisco. The Luigi I'm referring to is Mangione. He's the one that shot the CEO of the big healthcare company, United Healthcare, shot and murdered him. And he's become some kind of a odd folk hero to some, and it's gross. So this musical also combines a couple other losers. Sam Bankman-Fried, he's the guy that ripped a bunch of people off. You know, FTX founder, remember him? He had kind of the fro-ish-looking hair, and everybody thought he was like a child whiz and all that. Yeah. So the play basically is Sean Diddy Combs and Luigi Mangione and this guy Sam Bankman-Fried are sitting in a jail cell together.
Okay.
Yeah. And they want to make sure the people with the play know that this show is not a celebration of violence of any kind, nor is it an attempt to pass judgment on an ongoing legal matter. Really? Our hearts go out to the family of Brian Thompson, the CEO, and we acknowledge the pain and complexity surrounding the case. It's pain and complexity, hearts go out, but yeah. Are they charging people to get in? Are they making money off of this?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's called a comedic musical. Musical.
That's weird.
That's weird. I guess there's a part of me that goes, it's almost like kind of a weird train wreck you got. Wow, I would kind of like to look and see what the heck the material would be like.
Because those are three people you'd certainly think about being in the same place at the same time. And
well, apparently, what's odd about it is that I guess they were all in the same place at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's kind of where they came up with the idea. Yeah, they were indeed incarcerated at the same facility, and that's where some of the people that got together and wrote this.
So let's put them on the same bench and have a conversation.
Yeah, and somehow we'll be enlightened by that, and
it'll be funny.
As a society, we will grow from that or whatever. It's just, of course, it's in extremely poor taste. I mean, I guess anything for entertainment, if you could call it that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. June 13th actually is when it kicks off. But yes, San Francisco, and. I guess.
Mm.
So anyway, the reason I brought it up, because I did the story. Yeah, we did the story yesterday. The reason I brought it up is because I saw that the case against Luigi Mangione,
yeah,
might be messed up in a major way. Apparently,
really, you got a guy committing murder on camera. So what's the problem?
Well, I got this from Revolver. We regret to inform you that another female cop, and I don't know why it matters whether female or not, another female cop may have just botched a case, not just any case, a major one. Luigi Mangione, the 26-year-old, is accused of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, might walk free. Not because he's innocent, but because a female cop allegedly mishandled the search that led to critical evidence being used against him. According to his lawyers, Mangione's backpack was illegally searched right after police found him at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania. Now they're demanding that everything inside be tossed from the case. If a judge agrees, the entire case could fall apart. And one of the most high-profile murder trials in recent memory could blow up over a mistake made by a female officer. But sadly, this isn't just about one bad call. It's about a dangerous pattern driven by DEI hiring, where meeting diversity quotas is more important than choosing the best people for the hardest, most stressful jobs on the planet. Just like the military, law enforcement shouldn't be a social experiment. It's life and death, and more Americans starting to ask a hard question, are all these diversity first hires really equipped to handle these high performance jobs? Look, cops make mistakes. I don't know that
they're
gender.
People. Yeah.
And, if it was one where, if she could have just, carried her 225-pound partner out of a building, he might have lived or something. That's a different case.
Wow.
So, look, they're going to try to get everything thrown out.
Of course. I've always had a problem with that principle that we use where if there was... Sometimes I'm sure it's been on purpose, which is probably why they put this into effect. If somehow during that, gathering of evidence or whatever, something was wrong, then it all gets thrown out and you can blow a case over it. I would rather see, I think, as I ponder through it, the evidence, if it's real evidence, should still stand. And the person may be responsible if it's found they intentionally did something wrong to obtain that evidence. They get punished for it. I don't think we put a criminal back into society because somebody did something wrong in getting the evidence together. You see where I'm going?
Yeah. And I mean, I agree on the surface or whatever. I guess you get into...
And I'm sure somebody will find a case that, can... But just hold the person responsible that made the mistake.
Yeah, I mean, the old getting off on a technicality...
Yeah.
Yeah, is... But then you got to do your due diligence because
if the evidence is really good evidence, it should stand. And then the punishment will teach them eventually, do your job right.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just my philosophy on it.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Speaking of, justice, when it comes to big money and bankers, I'm going to share a story with you next and get your thoughts on that. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Well, hey there. Good morning. How you doing?
Hang out here often?
It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, of course.
Well, we hope they do, because we're here anyway, so.
Right on.
Yeah.
It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. So, look, banks get in trouble. They do some dirty deals. They should get in trouble. There's a couple things I don't get. All right, so here's the story. Credit Suisse to pay $511 million, basically over helping wealthy Americans hide more than $4 billion. Swiss bank admits it violated previous deal with the U.S. Justice Department. So it's not their first go-around.
Oh.
They've gotten in trouble before. Then they made a deal. And then they admitted they violated the deal that they struck a decade ago. For similar reasons, they're in trouble for again. UBS, which acquired its rival as part of an emergency rescue in 2023, said on Monday that Credit Suisse Services would pay two fines totaling over just $500 million. That includes $372 million for helping to prepare false income tax returns, almost $130 million as part of a non-prosecution agreement regarding U.S. taxpayers booked in its legacy Singapore booking center. All right. What does that mean, non-prosecution? Does that mean people involved in this are not going to be prosecuted? You've got bankers falsifying records. They're processing fictitious paperwork. They're servicing more than $1 billion in accounts without documentation of tax compliance. I mean, they're breaking all the rules. And if they're making so much money, they don't care about a fine. You know, we lost a lot of our profits. You know what it's all done at the corporate level? It's not going to affect all the people's pay. So the people that may be very large part of all the wrongdoing, they go unscathed? According to some of these deals, though, it doesn't shield all the individuals. But why haven't we seen any names named? Why isn't there some prosecution on that level? What do? They get the fines and they feel like, well, we won. We caught them and we made them pay. Yeah? Where's that money go? That's what I always wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's the money go? But, you know, you never hear about the people that were a part of this actually doing perp walks. And maybe it's still early in the process. Maybe there's a chance that this will happen. But it doesn't happen very often, does it? You never hear about it. And as long as these huge multinational companies can get away with that, and then when they are caught, they pay a fine. Oh, and if you fine them too much, then they'll go, oh, we're too big to fail, and they do one of those deals, right? Yeah. Yeah, dirty dealing all the way around. Dirty dealing. UBS was not involved in the underlying conduct and has zero tolerance for tax evasion. The bank, which entered its own $780 million settlement with U.S. prosecutors in 2009 over similar conduct, said in a statement, we're not involved in that. We have zero tolerance for that. Yeah, but in 2009, you were busted for pretty much the same thing. Yeah, but we're good now. And maybe they are. Wow. It is crazy. Credit Suisse in 2014 agreed to pay $2.6 billion. That was the highest payment in DOJ criminal tax case history. And they decide that they're going to engage in the same kind of activity they got busted for before. I don't know. It's obvious the penalties aren't tough enough. You're not getting them to change their behavior. Why should they still be in business to handle these large amounts of money? If they've broken the law, serious laws, not once, but at least twice, they learned nothing from it, or maybe they learned a lot from it. I don't know. But you know, that's when people really get frustrated. They go, what? Yeah, there is a twisted sense of justice. And the very wealthiest at the very top of the food chain seem to be able to get away with an awful lot. What about the Americans that were trying to hide this money so that they didn't have to pay taxes on it? And again, why haven't we at least hear names that are involved?
Mm-hmm.
Call those people out. 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. OPEC agrees to boost oil output. That's good for several different reasons. J.D. Vance, a little Q&A event he's going to be a part of. We'll dig into that. Today, the Canadian Prime Minister visits with Donald Trump. All that and more on the way. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.